You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show.
Yeah, it is. Give us those funky bass jams. Yeah. All right, folks. You're listening to the South Park AfterBuzz thing. Bing is for doing, and we're doing the podcast here for South Park Season 1, Episode 13, Cartman's Mom is a Dirty Slut. With me, as always, far from a dirty slut herself.
Oh, thank you. Kira Vatte.
And I, pretty much a dirty slut, am John Barrett. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. Let's just get right into it. Cartman's mom.
She's a big fat bitch.
Right. Kyle's okay. Mom's a big fat bitch. Cartman's mom, however, is a dirty slut. As evidenced by this episode and what we learn about her.
Did you already think she was a dirty slut by
yes,
the previous episode?
Yes, I did. Because if you'll remember, I think it's the first episode where Cartman exclaims, "Mom, Kitty's being a dildo." And then,
that was the first one.
And then Mrs. Cartman says, "Looks like Kitty will be sleeping in my bed tonight."
She already had an inkling from episode one.
Put a price on good pussy.
Thank you, Pam, you from Archer. Yes, you cannot put a price on good pussy. Anyway, in this episode, we are confronted with just how many people have had sexual relations with Cartman's mom. And it is a lot.
Yes. The whole town of South Park.
The whole town of South Park has, at one point, had sex with Mrs. Cartman.
Even Jesus.
Even Jesus. Even the little monkey dude that follows him around. That follows the scientist guy around. His name's Kevin, we find out. Well, you have the list in front of you of all of the potential fathers. For those of you who aren't quite familiar with what's happening in this episode, Cartman gets a little nosy and starts asking about why he doesn't have a father like all his friends do. And basically comes out and shouts, "God damn it, do I have a dad?" at his mom. Which is the funniest question I think that has ever been asked by an 8-year-old of his or her mother. But why don't you rattle off that list for us?
Okay, so the first one we have is Officer Bar Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Second, Chef. Which I'm surprised because Cartman obviously is not part black at all whatsoever. So
no,
I knew that was wrong.
We've seen Cartman's wiener.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
Wrong one.
Brown people edition.
And
oh,
next,
man.
Jimbo, which he would be related to Stan.
Yep.
Ned. Interesting. Some more. Mr. Garrison.
Great one. That's a great one.
Which I thought was going to be interesting because you know how Mr. Garrison always wanted to be molested by his father to be shown that he loves him? Well, in a future episode, he tries or gets accused or whatever of... No, yeah, tries to molest Cartman. So I thought that would make sense looking back. Chief Running Water.
Who I don't think
random.
Ever comes back.
Yeah, so random. Gerald Broflovsky. So he would be Kyle's
half-brother.
Brother. Which would explain their weird sibling rivalry.
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Mephisto.
That's Kevin. His name. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm saying the accent right, but yes, it is. He is Kevin. And then the 1989 Denver Broncos. Okay, the whole team, not just one player.
They also said 1991 at some point. I know they've said a couple different dates. Okay.
So maybe that's a joke.
I think that might be.
Okay. We'll part talk about selective but listening.
It's the 1991 Denver Broncos that come into the room.
So 1989/1991/.
Whenever.
Whatever the hell.
Basically, I'm pretty sure every Bronco.
There. Okay, we'll say that.
Yeah. Let's just say everyone who's ever been on the Broncos has probably, you know, been there.
Yeah.
Tapped it. Yeah. Because as Chief Running Bear so wonderfully put it, she is what they call in the Native American community, bear with wide canyon.
Yes, or doe who cannot put legs together. I like the bear one better.
I think the bear one's funnier. if more graphic.
Yes.
It's funny to note that this episode is all about Cartman's mother having sex with everyone and anyone and anything.
Yes.
And it opens with what I think was the most consistent line in the... Kenny has a line in the start in the song in every episode he's in.
Oh, I love this tidbit.
And I think that this line is the one he says for most of the run of the show, but it's changed since then. And you can't tell what he says because it's the Kenny thing, and he's got his mouth covered and whatever. But in this particular episode, I could pick it up, and I know I picked it up in like the mid seasons. What he says is, "I like girls with big vaginas," which is evidently what Kyle's mom or Cartman's mom is.
Yes.
Right, Kyle's mom's a big fat bitch, not a dirty slut. There are so many great the goddamn expressing the euphemisms she uses. Hoo-hoo dilly and cha-cha. Hoo-hoo dilly means penis. No, I don't. That's
never heard that
out
before.
There. For me. Cha-cha, I have heard.
I have heard as well.
I have heard a vagina referred to as a cha-cha. But hoo-hoo dilly, no. That doesn't make sense as a penis.
I don't think anyone would want to call their penis a hoo-hoo dilly.
I definitely don't want to call mine that.
Okay.
Phil, you're in the booth. You call your penis a hoo-hoo dilly?
Certainly not.
See? Come on, South Park guys. Come on. Anyway, I figure if you're at the Drunken Barn Dance... You're probably going to get laid, right? Like, that's
you should.
Probably the point. So, good on Cartman's mom. You know?
Just doing her
job.
Yeah,
just go out there and get you some, girl. Like, I mean, get it where you can. And we're all at the Drunken Barn Dance for the same reason. No one's judging anyone. So, you know. Everyone who had a roll in the hay, literally a roll in the hay, with Mrs. Cartman, good on you. Go out there and have fun at your drunken barn dances. Which reminds me, I'm hosting a drunken barn dance at my barn that I'm buying, I don't know, in somewhere by J-Tree or something. I don't know.
I sense that's not sincere, although I have no idea why.
Yeah. Well, Sheldon, I forget that guy's name. What's that guy's name, Phil?
Sheldon.
Okay, that is Sheldon. Well, Sheldon from Big Bang Theory. You'll eat those words when I buy my barn and host a drunken barn dance. So, screw you. Alrighty. What are we going to say? Oh, here's an interesting thing in this episode.
Okay.
Did you notice this, too? I'm going to point this out and then see if you noticed it. Stan and Kyle... expressed genuine concern for Cartman's well-being.
Was it genuine?
It felt genuine.
Because they're good people.
Yeah, but this is... I'm almost positive this is the only time they've expressed genuine concern. Because I think they wise up at a certain point and realize that every time Cartman acts hurt or acts, you know, like, pained or in some sort of trouble, it's a means to an end. He's a piece of garbage is what we can take from Cartman. But this time, because he actually, I mean, part of it is that he actually is hurt. There actually is something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, it was like, it was very jarring for me to see these two guys actually be concerned for their friend.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thoughts?
Yeah, I thought the main thing that I caught in that moment was Eric. I thought he was, which he is, but I thought he was genuinely sad. Mm-hmm. And the moment they were like, Hartman, we're going to help you get $3,000. It was like, yes, I finally got what I wanted. And he had that little triangle smile of his that he does.
And then he saw how they were going to help him and he was going to kill them. and with good reason, I would probably kill my friends if they did that. Would you kill your friends if they posted a video of you doing something embarrassing on national TV?
I don't think I would kill them.
I think, knowing me,
I'd probably still be their friend, but
I think I'd kill them. I also think,
don't screw with you.
I'm pretty sure, listeners, that if the legal precedent has been set that if your friends do that and you kill them, no jury will convict you.
Of course, Officer Barbary would probably say it was
legal.
Okay, yeah.
I'm pretty sure you can kill your friends if they videotape you doing something embarrassing.
Yes,
that, and then send it to America's stupidest videos.
Not even funny, it's just stupidest. It's well,
that's what that show is. It's the stupidest videos. Yeah. Except when a man gets hit in the junk. Anytime that happens, it is funny.
I think it's funny too.
Everything else is stupid.
Okay.
But man, they should have milked that concept. That's my one complaint about the conceit of the stupidest videos. Is like 90% of the time the video that wins is like a guy playing fetch with his dog and the dog jumps at just right angle to paw him in the gonads. That is genuinely funny on America's Funniest Home Videos and in any parody you do. The Simpsons proved it.
If Simpsons proved it, then I believe anything the Simpsons do.
Yeah. So watching anyone, including cartoon characters, get hit in the nuts is a thumbs up. And I think that's the only flaw in this episode. I also love, and I mean, I guess they take it to the extreme by having the video of Kenny being killed win. You know,
well, the best part is like how they word it, because you know, you've watched America's Funniest Home Videos, right? Funniest, stupidest, whatever.
Yeah,
and I love how they're like, I'm a dog, I'm a cute little dog, hee hee hee. And I was laughing so hard when they did the whole Kenny thing. So I'm like, oh god, this is sick, this is disgusting. And I kind of have a twisted humor already, so that's kind of surprising for me. And they were like, bloop, right when he gets hit by the train.
Yeah,
they got that down.
The sound effect when Kenny is crushed. Literally, he goes from existing to existing as a human to existing as a pile of blood on a train tracks, and the sound effect they use is basically just bloop, and that is terrific.
That's what I agree with.
Yeah, and that's a great little But anyway, they do get their $3,000 from embarrassing Cartman publicly, and I think even with them using the $3,000 to pay for Cartman to find out who his dad is, I still think he'd be justified in killing the two of them.
You think?
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think he didn't, or else we wouldn't have a show anymore.
I know, we wouldn't. I'm not saying he should have. I'm saying I'm pretty sure, legally speaking, he is allowed, if not encouraged, to murder these two people.
Okay.
Hey, folks. You like our little podcast, don't you? You like listening to podcasts,
love
other podcasts, you know, not just this one, but mostly this one.
Yeah. Besides that and
Wilfred, and Archer.
I was going to say Archer.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know where you can find these little podcasts?
Where, John?
In your iTunes store. They have a little podcast app. You can go download some podcasts and then you can rate and comment on them. And we appreciate that. Lets us know what you're thinking about what we're saying and what we're doing. Give us a little rate. Give us a little comment. Most importantly, tell your friends. You know, really. That's all we ask from you, is to just tell us how we're doing. And let me take this time again to just plug the little contest we're running over at Wilfred.
What is that?
The contest we're running is who can write the meanest comment about Greg Goodness. Write, just eviscerate him. Make him feel small. Because he is small. Just, you know, I know in all of, in everyone's hearts, there's a little bit of darkness.
Of course.
And you just need to let it out sometimes. And I am saying right now, Greg Goodness is a blank slate for your bile. Paint upon him with your anger. Do it.
You'll have to tell me who wins.
I know.
You got some pretty nasty ones right now.
Well, no one's been commenting on it.
Maybe I will come up with something.
That'd be great.
Channeling my inner Cartman.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't even need to. Just
I don't even care.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to think of the person that I hate the most and just
say and just say it about Greg Goodness.
What if I win?
I don't. At this point, I mean, it used to be about Jack, but Jack is no longer with us because I killed him. No. He's just. I think he's too busy, so he's not on the Wilfred podcast. He was going to give someone like a. I want to say a Clear and Present Danger DVD and like a danger. It was one John Grisham novel movie in another John Grisham novel movie's case.
Cool.
Or something like that. But anyway, we'll let that prize apply to the Greg Goodness contest, folks. All right. So back to the episode. This episode sets a really important precedent in South Park history, which is that every season ends with a sort of cliffhanger episode that is carried over into the next season.
Yes.
Now, this one's obviously sort of a parody. It's not like, you know, there's no genuine. I think it was sort of understood that it didn't matter who Cartman's dad was. It wasn't going to change anything. And for those of you who don't remember and don't want it spoiled or whatever, I won't say what the final answer is. But as evidenced by what the final answer actually it is, it's clear they didn't give a crap about it either while putting this together.
It was such a twist.
Yeah, it was really great and stupid and funny. But
and what I love later on, they stated as such, like, you know, Cartman's the only one who actually wants to find his dad, and everyone's like, who gives a shit?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's I think, the attitude everyone, including the viewers, has about this. So just like a fun game they're playing with us, I think. And then it progressively gets more and more serious as they go on. I mean, look at the episode, was it two seasons ago, Phil, where they have the Marshes split up?
Yeah, that was it was one season, but it was like two seasons because it was the half season.
Yeah, they were doing that thing. But then you got episodes like was Imagination Land one of these types of episodes?
In terms of
was it a season finale or like a half season?
It was a season finale. It was the last few episodes.
Right. Okay. So although that one I think was entirely within one season, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Boo. I suck.
That's okay. Well, wait. You don't like knowing the end? For me, I feel like so unfinished. Like, I would be one of those people that would sit and wait 4 weeks just to know.
Yeah.
Did you remember that one episode? Like, Cartman was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to finally get, like, his little PlayStation or whatever toy. And he's like, that's how I am. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people. And did you know that in 1 week, 2,000 people complained to Comedy Central? Within 1 week of that episode airing, 2,000 people were pissed.
Because they didn't, they like wanted
because
the episode.
Because they left it unfinished, and there are anal people like me in the world that have to know everything.
That's
and
funny.
They were so mad.
Well, see, that's funny to me because, like, The Simpsons had a great deal of success with the
Burns. I remember watching it when I was like 10 years old. That pissed me off too. If I could write, I would have done it.
Well, that one, I mean, it was people can't get away with that anymore, really, because like stuff leaks and
I know
and all that. I remember it being a huge deal at with The Simpsons.
You could like vote and do all this crazy or whatever it was.
And I remember everyone was convinced it was Waylon Smithers. Everyone
was
convinced
as well.
Yeah. I had no opinion. I was like 8.
Exactly. We were babies.
But I was surprised by the ending.
Never knew it was Maggie. Never.
Yeah.
great.
Oh, yeah, we can spoil that. No one cares. Yeah. It was great that Maggie shot Mr. Burns.
Yeah, that was awesome.
But it's all, I mean, it's all a parody of who shot JR from Dallas in like the
early
80s, somewhere around there. It was a big like TV thing, and everyone thought it was. There it is. I believe that's a theme song to Dallas.
I wouldn't know, so we'll just go with that.
It would be correct.
Yeah, because I wasn't born when that show went off the air.
You know what? You know what I like, though? It's I think it's actually pretty smart on their part, because it's season one, and the fact that so many people wrote in, you're kind of guaranteed a season two.
Oh,
so
definitely, yeah.
Pretty smart.
Because who wouldn't want to see that? Who would? But there's more. There's more. Of course, there's more. So, of course, they already... I think it's funny. Okay, I really do. But they already piss people off because they're like, okay, well, you guys will find out in 4 weeks. Ha, ha, ha. Then, what did they do?
They air that Terrence and Phillip episode.
That's right.
Because they're dicks.
For an April Fool's Day prank, which I love April Fool's. It is my favorite holiday. I am known as the April Fool's Jester. So, I loved that. Mm-hmm. But then, they were originally going to air it on May 20th, let me think. Do I have the dates here? Yeah, May 20th. Uh-huh. But people were so pissed off that they had to... They had to bump it up to April 22nd because people were so pissed.
Wow, that's great.
No kidding. And apparently media outlets have said people have held a grudge for 5 years after that episode aired. Five-year grudge.
That's funny.
You know what a toll that does to you? Holding grudges for 5 years over Carmen's dad.
That's going
to
give you like... spleen cancer or something.
Yeah,
that's
gonna
bad for you. Mm-hmm. Like that's actually probably bad for your physical health.
If they get mad over that, can you imagine what happens in real life situations? Yeah. I would love to be like, I know a secret. Neener, 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 neener.
Yeah, and then kill them with anxiety.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really great way to murder someone. As if they're the kind of person who's super pissed at a TV show for doing a goddamn like cliffhanger episode. If they get pissed about that in real life, you'll be like, listen, I know who your real dad is, but I am gonna wait to tell you. They will die.
Yes.
Thank you, Phil. Wow, that's silly. That's a silly thing to get
upset
about.
Can you believe? Yeah.
Was the Terrence and Phillip episode they aired Not Without My Anus? Was it that? Or was it just a weird Terrence and Phillip special? Phil?
I'll look it up.
Thanks, Phil. Thank you. Also, I just want to... I'm just saying that because I like that they named the Terrence and Phillip dramatic television special Not Without My Anus. because that's gross.
Yeah. And well, how much can't of, fart and that's all they do.
Exactly. But, all right. So, let's just get into our sort of random observations from this episode. I love that Cartman has a hat on under his black person wig, because that's silly.
By the way, you are correct. On April 1st, it premiered Terrence and Phillip in Not Without My Anus.
Yes.
Is that the
second episode, Cartman's mom is still a dirty slut, part two. And then third was Ike's Wee Wee, and then we got into Chicken Lover and Conjoined Fetus Lady and so on and so forth.
Awesome. Thank you, Phillip. I love we're not getting on, you fat ugly bitch, followed by what? Followed by them saying again, we're not getting on, you fat ugly bitch, and the bus driver saying, oh, okay, and then taking off.
I thought that was hilarious. Like, I always wanted to know if that would work. She was just like, okay.
Oh my god. The song that plays every time she like sees a new dude, every time Cartman's mom sees a new dude. And like is ready to bone. The lyric to that song is Throbbing Star, which is, one, my nickname, and two, a really gross pop song that I really hope I can find a full version of, but I don't think I will.
You can make your own,
I will. Any stray observations from you, Ms.
Bate? I liked what you saw it when I pointed out to you. It was a poster right behind. And it's all about number. The first one was, it was just like, you know, little things like Father and Son Day or Dance or something like that. And, you know, all dads are dandy or something along those lines. And then it says, if you don't have a dad, you're a bastard. Just right there, plain and simple. So you kind of tell where it was going.
It was really, really great. I also, another great observation I had, great moment. When Mrs. Cartman first is, what's the word I'm looking for? Seducing Chef. She says, you're a big, strong black man. And she looks right at his dick when she says black. Like, right at it. Which is, you know, a little bit racist.
Come on,
stuff,
can't you believe?
Could I play a song for you guys that's A, racist enough to be that, you know, South Park could use, and
Let's
B, would solve the whole problem of for Mrs. Garrison on how to never have a baby? So here you go.
Please go.
I won't even
read
the title. Just enjoy.
Oh, boy.
Hold on.
What's about to happen? All right.
Taco. In wars that kill, Africa's screwed. Why do you still fuck black rabbits? Try coming on the tits. Give the boobs a wet white stain. No more sending sacks of grain or mosquito nets. Coming on the tits. Drop sperm on her chest like paratroopers. Or instead just finish in her pooper.
Other alternative?
All you do is pull out your dicks and leave some man paste on her nips.
Man paste.
Coming on the tits.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Wow, you should include the link. I want to hear the full version.
Yeah, what is
that's
that?
That's very interesting.
Who is that artist, Phil?
Well, I know they created it for Adam Carolla, this podcast, so I don't know if it's an actual show. I've tried desperately to try to find the full version, but I have not been able to.
Oh, damn it.
That is, of course, a parody of Putting on the Ritz. but obviously, that's Phil, just a heads up. I hope that's not your birth control method, because it's gonna be ineffective. Just so you know, the more you know,
the song says it's effective.
No, it isn't. Science says it isn't. Science.
All right,
but. A good idea. I mean, it's, you know, down the right road. At least we're having a conversation about birth control in Africa, folks. Whether it be coming on tits or using condoms or
putting it in the pooper.
Or putting it in the pooper. All valid
sure.
ways to stop babies. So, Mrs. Cartman, come on. Why didn't you just let all of those dudes... come on your tits.
That would have been a lot.
We are going to eat some fines today. Well, I'm not. Phil played the song. Yeah, I guess that's it for us. Is there anything else we need to say or do? Or
Something that I do feel is very interesting is that somebody actually quoted saying that this was a heartwarming, tender episode.
Heartwarming and tender.
If you guys didn't know. But anyway, yeah, that's about it.
That's right.
I don't know if you agree, but...
And where they find you guys.
Yeah, where can they find you?
At Kira Batte.
At J. Dugan Barrett. That's on the Twitters. Remember, folks, if you don't have a dad, you're a bastard. check me out tomorrow on the Wilfred podcast. And otherwise, tune in 2 weeks, or 3 weeks... because you're not going to be here next week.
Is that the 22nd?
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm not going to be here on the 29th. Check me out. I'm performing at Second City in the intern showcase. So check us in September when we come back.
In 3 weeks, yeah.
3 weeks. And we'll, same bat time, same bat channel.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.